Proverbs for the day, April the 18th. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Now there is something about human nature in which we can compartmentalize, we can divide out, we can isolate. We can acknowledge one thing in others and ignore something very similar in ourselves. And of course, the Bible is written to get through all that for us, to cut through all the diversionary tactics we do. In other words, all the rubbish we create. Here in this verse, he does that. He says, he that is slothful, he also that is slothful in his work, is brother to him that is a great waster. There are people who wouldn't waste a thing. They're very good at not wasting, but they're slothful. Sometimes the slothful person gets very good at not wasting things because they are slothful. They have to not waste because their slothfulness limits what they have. Now, the Bible standard is both diligent and frugal, diligent and making wise use of. So let's think about this for a minute in our own lives and just ask ourselves, you know, the Bible isn't there to beat myself up with all the time. I realize that. And I realize that it says, let another man praise thee. And so when someone encourages you, let them receive it. But at the same time, it's always good for us to just do a little review, a little inventory, a little stock take. So in this verse, he says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Now, if you have a big, heavy job to do, you're not going to, that's a 10-hour job. You're not going to dive in and do it in 5 hours by just, you know, humping it hard. You're probably not going to do that. And you're not going to do it very often or consistently. But at the same time, some people pace themselves to the point where they never get tired. They pace themselves to the point where they never need refreshing. But the idea of slothful carries with it the contrast to diligent. I want to take something in church work for a minute. Let's take, you're going to do a lesson each week. You teach a class of young boys or girls or teens or men or women. And, you've been doing it satisfactorily. You know, you're getting by. And you do enough review to get in there and wing it. And if you know you got a week time, you're going to do a little extra prayer in the class and that kind of thing. Or you start a bit late or whatever. Or maybe even starting late, consistently starting late. You know, that is slothful. It is slothful to consistently start later than the appointed time. It's very rude to others who get there on time. It's very rude to others who want every minute of what can be there to get something out of it. Just rude. And of course, it is what? It's wasteful. All right? You say, well, I'm not slothful, I'm late. No, that's slothful. Diligent means you leave in time to get there on time and start on time. Diligent means, listen, diligent doesn't mean do one more thing and get there late. That is slothful. The appointed time is the appointed time. Doing more things and showing up late is slothful. See, very few people define it that way. But your Bible, the Bible defines it that way. And so, he that is slothful in his work, his brother him is a great waster. When I think of a great waster, the first character in my mind that comes to my mind is the prodigal son. The prodigal son was a great waster. He went out and spent his substance with riotous living. And so the prodigal son was such that he wasted it. He just spent it and spent it. Okay, you're spending your time, you're spending your talents, you're spending your influence wastefully if you are slothful. So to be slothful is to do that. Now, I bet many of you, I give you 20-1 odds. And many of you didn't think that being late is slothful. It's just being late. Because many of you are late because you do just one more thing. That's slothful. He that's always in a hurry or always late demonstrates that the work in which he's engaged is too big for him. If you've got to do one more thing, one more thing, one more thing, and then be late, and you think that's spiritual, you're wrong. You're just as wrong as can be. You're just as wrong as somebody's going out and getting drunk at night. It's wrong. Because it's up to you and I to choose what we're going to do and to be diligent at it. We're to be diligent at what we do, meaning we're to choose what we get involved in ahead of time. So as a believer today, are you slothful in something? For example, are you slothful in your Bible reading? Are you slothful in your prayer life? Are you slothful in your preparation for ministry? Are you slothful in your understanding of being a wife, being a husband? Are you slothful in doing little things? J.C. Penney, who in his day was known to be a practicing good Christian, he used to say that good manners are made up of petty sacrifices. Have you become slothful in your manners? Are you slothful in being ready and on time? But you've told yourself it's okay because you think that you're getting one more thing done when you've got to get one more thing done because you've piled too much on because it makes you feel spiritual. What about it? Now listen. This is in the book. And it's a bit strong. Most of our days aren't like this. But this is a strong verse. Because the average practicing believer has something in this verse. We each have something to see in it. It is not just for those who are not in church. It is not just for those who are doing... Now, let me say this. You cannot do more than you're meant to do and do it well. You cannot. And so you have to choose. You cannot do it well and doing more things part way, doing more things at the last minute, always at the last minute. That is not a sign of spirituality. That is not a sign of somebody getting something done. That he that's always in a hurry demonstrates that the work in which he is engaged is too much for him. And that's true of she's also. It's not gender specific. Are you slothful? It's not do more necessarily. It's am I applying diligence to my life?